Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan. You got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am Rocky, the host of BSS Carolina's. Joining me today is the real Scott Ely.
What's up, ladies and germs?
What's going on, man? How are you? And welcome to our Periscopians out there watching today.
To the millions and millions of Periscopians.
That's right. We could do that for a line. Why didn't you do that on your promo? That would have been better.
I said I blanked, man.
All right. You let little Steven win in the upset of the year.
I still think. I got Olympic boxing done on that call. I think the judges were in on the fix.
They felt sorry for him, man.
I mean,
he needed to win.
Who else doesn't feel sorry for that guy?
Well, I know the next segment I'm not feel sorry for. We got a good show today. We're going to talk NFC West football because this will be exciting. That shouldn't take long to talk about. It won't take long. There's two teams we don't really have to cover that much. And, of course, we've got two words for you, Bon Voyage and Sunshine Player of the Week. But first, who are you sitting at the bar with?
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so why jack the keys to her
phone? Crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. I am sitting at the bar. I'm going to go NFL on this.
Uh-oh.
With head coach of the LA Rams, Jeff Fisher.
Ask him why he still got a job?
Yeah, that's exactly. We're gonna mosey on, belly up to the bar, grab a pint of lager, and I'm going to ask him some questions like, who did you blow in the Rams front office to get an extension? To get what, 6 years? You are 10 losses away from being the worst head coach in the NFL history in terms of losses. He's been a head coach for 20-plus years, made the playoffs only 8 years.
He's made one Super Bowl ever.
Yeah. Granted, they came close, but that was what, 1999? Wasn't it 1999? That's almost 20 years ago. You're still getting a paycheck from 20 years ago. So I just want to talk and how he got this extension, said extension. Because I need him to be my agent.
169-156 is his overall record in 21
And you
years.
Know he's going to have 10 losses this year with that Rams team. Todd Gurley can't do it all on his own. He can't score 3 touchdowns a game.
Now, he had some good teams in Tennessee. They finished 13-3 twice. That was 99-2000. 2002, 2003, 11-5, 12-4, and then 3 bad years, 10-6, 13-3 in Tennessee, 8-8, 6-10. Since 2008, he's never finished above 500. That's the last time he's finished above 500.
Since 2008?
Since 2008.
That's 8 years.
8 years. He's been 8-8, but I'm saying
honestly, I don't think that counts.
But last 8 years, and
And he gets a contract extension.
For teams,
that's coaching, something the Cowboys do.
Hey, watch it.
That's all they give Jason Garrett.
No, Jason Garrett. Why did Jason Garrett got to be brought up? That's what kills me about anybody that's not a Cowboys fan. They'd love to compare somebody to the Cowboys. Stop comparing the Cowboys. Stop talking about the Cowboys.
So are you saying Jason Garrett's a great head coach?
No, okay. Absolutely not. I'm not comparing him to him. I'm comparing him to...
He's Jeff Fisher-esque.
No, he's not Jeff Fisher-esque because he's not been head coach that many years. Now, do I think Jason Garrett should be fired? Absolutely. But that's a different story, a different time.
Exactly.
Jeff Fisher, though, is your – Herm Edwards, okay, just as good a head coach as Jeff Fisher has – I mean, he's never done that great as far as winning records. Jeff Fisher, though, come on, man. I mean – 8 years he's not have above 500 record. Yeah, there was a head coach. There's a head coach fired every year. Lovie Smith had 10-6 year, gets fired the next year.
But he has a job immediately. You know, I mean, obviously.
Well, he went to Illinois.
Isn't Lovie Smith?
He's head coach at Illinois college football team. He went to college football.
Then who went to Tampa?
That's Dick. That's where he got fired from.
Oh, he's gone in Tampa?
Offensive coordinators took over in Tampa.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
After last year. The head coach was – the OC was getting ready to get a job as a head coach somewhere. Tampa was like, hey, we'll go ahead and fire Lovie and hire you to be our head coach.
Yeah, but he was one of those guys that should have been state defensive coordinator instead of a head coach.
Well, I mean, you go to college. You think about it. You got we hired Lovie Smith to be our head coach. People's going to go to – you know, to Illinois just to be coached by Lovie Smith. I mean, you know, might be a good hire. But Jeff Fisher, you know, we go back to Jeff Fisher. What, I mean, this guy, what has he really done? I mean, what has he really done in his whole career? I mean, he's decent coach, but, I mean, he's been coaching 21 years now. I'll compare him to Buddy Ryan. All right, Buddy Ryan stuck around teams that didn't really do much after Philadelphia, but they kept him a long time. Kevin Gilbride, kind of the same. I mean, these guys, 500, but there's been really good coaches fired for a lot worse. At least, you know, Jason Witten's had a 500 record the last 5 years. Not saying much, but still.
So who are you sitting at the bar with?
I am sitting at the bar with Ryan Lochte. Because I got to figure out this story. I got to know exactly how drunk do you have to get to make up this story? Because, first of all, I'm going to tell you, they were hammered. Absolutely hammered.
They had to have been.
There's no way you just...
Well, there's no way I can be in Rio without being drunk.
Well, you know, I get it. You're young. You're in Brazil. You want to have a good time. All right. But, dude, do you really have to make up a story?
Apparently they do. Apparently they must.
All right. Ron Lochte I'm sitting at the bar because I got to figure out exactly what is going on with, you know, this whole story. And you left your boys hanging in Brazil. And then he tweets a picture of him at home with his wife. Did you even see that one?
No. Is his wife hot, at least? Of course, because he's the douchebag of the week, so.
You know, I'm going to look it up real fast. But, yeah, he tweeted out a picture.
I would sit at the bar with him just to throw a drink in his face. Dummy. You represent my country and you're going to do something stupid like that?
Yeah, he tweeted he was at home in let me look this up again. Somebody tweeted Lochte's fastest time was getting out of Brazil.
That's nice.
He started – everybody's saying it's an international incident now.
Well, I mean, it happened in the Olympics. It is technically an international incident.
There's so many. You have to go back and look at some of these tweets. It's amazing. I'm looking for it now. But, I mean, this guy, man, I don't get it. Drivers are working for bus. Bill Goldberg. What? I found Goldberg will be there. What? But yeah, he's back home though. This is just getting more and more weird. This whole story. The more you read about it. Anyway, let's move on.
Again, why the Olympics have been lackluster for me? Like,
dude, it was really good up to this point, and then all this mess started, and it's just.
I'm more of a Winter Olympics guy. You know, give me speed skating. Give me.
Are you not watched baseball in 4 years? I'll be back.
I don't know. It depends who's going to be playing. Is it going to be college guys? Is it going to be major league guys?
Do you think it should be college or major league?
I think, actually, it should be a mixture.
Okay, like how?
Like, get some of the best college players and get some of the best major league players, because you know a lot of major league players aren't going to do it. You know, a lot of top stars aren't going to do it, like Pujols, you know, Cespedes, all those guys. They're not going to do – they only do the All-Star game, and they can get paid for it. What makes you think they're going to do an Olympic event where they don't get paid?
Well, to me, I like that. The Olympics is about the college.
Well, but I mean, NBA is pro players.
I think, well, the problem with the NBA, it needs to be the whole world, right? Needs to be college guys and maybe a couple of pro guys.
Well, but see, the thing is, like.
Or not have it. The problem is, if you tell the U.S. team only college kids, you're still playing against pro guys from other countries.
Exactly.
And that's not fair.
Exactly. But, I mean, yeah, they're not going to stand a chance, which, I mean, this year they might not win the gold. I mean, bless their pampered hearts. I mean, do you see what they're living in?
Oh, yeah, for yacht.
That yacht?
Yes.
A 70-room yacht?
Why other people are sitting in toilets that were water-drained.
Yeah,
in
Olympic Village, you know, where the Australian team is and other teams, you're sleeping in a yacht, a 70-room yacht?
I get that, too, because I understand the owners are making sure their players are taken care of, which you a lot about Andrew Bogut, because Mark Cuban's not putting him up in the five-star.
Well, I mean, then he'd have to put the whole Australian Olympic team up. Which, I mean, Cuban could afford it, but, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Like, I can see maybe getting a better hotel room, yeah, or, like, getting them, like, a resort to live in.
But not a
yacht. That's just five shades of stupid.
I agree. I've seen it, and it's crazy. It's insane. Let's move on to the NFC West. We want to talk about
that
in a few
minutes. We have to?
We only got two teams to really talk about.
Okay.
The Seattle Seahawks, they got a bye week five. They didn't have a stellar offseason.
But they kept
people.
Most of their team.
They did add Brandon Browner back. Jermaine Kearse re-signed. Jeremy Lane. John Ryan, of course, Jim Gaffigan. Chris Clemens retired. He came back, then he retired. Bradley Soule, Jamarcus Webb, offensive guard. They did lose Alvin Bailey. Bruce Irvin went to Oakland. Brandon Mabean went to San Diego. Russell Okung went to Denver. and J.R. Sweezy went to Tampa. So they lost two of their five offensive linemen, so that could hurt a little bit. They drafted. They had a decent draft.
Who's their starting running back?
That is going to be Thomas Rawls right now. But he's coming off an ankle injury. Look for C.J. Prossy from Notre Dame to be their starting running back at some point, maybe at the beginning of the year. They did draft Jermaine Ifedi from Texas A&M and Jaron Reed from Alabama defensive tackle in the draft. That's their best. Zach Brooks from Clemson in the seventh round. Looking at their schedule, they got a bye week five. They open up Dolphins at the Rams, home to the 49ers at the Jets. That's 4-0 right there. Atlanta, that's going to be – I can see them winning that game.
They actually have Christian Michael as first
– Really?
As a starting running back. Okay. Christian Michael, Alex Collins, Tremaine Pope, and C.J. Prossy as the fourth.
So they only have – yeah – it'll slot Christian Michael will probably be the two when Rawls actually plays in a game. After that, they've after the Falcons game, they're at Arizona, at New Orleans. Then they play the Bills at the Patriots, home to the Eagles, at the Bucks, home to the Panthers, at the Packers, home to the Rams and Cardinals, and then at the 49ers to close out the season. What do you think they will finish?
Well, obviously, it's going to be between two teams in that division. Man, I can never count out a Pete Carroll team. I'm going to say 10-6. I just can't count out a Pete Carroll team.
You said 10-6?
10-6.
That is actually where I am going to go. You're going 10-6. I'm going 10-6 as well. I think the schedule lines up for them to finish 10-6.
And I mean, Jimmy Graham's going to be healthy this year.
If Russell, the key to this team is if Russell Wilson spreads the ball around. Don't force it to Jimmy Graham like
he
tried last year.
Without Marshawn Lynch, I think that's what he's going to be doing. I mean, I don't think you can give Christian Michael a workload like they gave Beast.
Christian Michael won't be starting. He will not be.
Well, any of their running backs.
They need to spread the ball. What I'm saying is don't force the ball to Jimmy Graham. Before he got hurt last year, he was trying to force the ball to Jimmy Graham. After Jimmy Graham went out, he's spreading the ball around to the other receivers, and the running backs were having good – Thomas Rawls had great games, you know, up until he got injured. Moving to the Arizona Cardinals, you know, they had a good draft this year. They drafted Robert Kamichi from Ole Miss. They also drafted Brandon Williams, cornerback, Texas A&M. In free agency, they did lose Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney went to Atlanta. Maybe not a big loss there. They re-signed Jermaine Grissom, Chris Johnson. They brought in Tavon Branch and Evan Mathis from Denver, who used to be in, of course, Philadelphia. They did lose Rashad Johnson, Ted Larson, Bobby Massey, offensive lineman, and Sean Witherspoon to Atlanta. What do you think about the Cardinals?
I think they're still going to win the division. I think they're going to be 11-5. I don't think they're going to be like last year. I don't think they're going to have the record they had last year, but I think 11-5, still winning the division. You still got Larry Fitzgerald. You still got Jayron Brown. You still have Michael Floyd. You have David Johnson, who emerged to be a superstar at the end of the year. And if something happens with him, you still have Chad Johnson as your backup. You picked up Gresham at tight end, and you still have a really good defense. Now that Honey Badger is off the pup list. I mean, like I said, I don't think they lost much with Dwight Freeney. I mean, he's old. He ain't the Dwight Freeney we remember back in Indy.
The problem with Arizona, what do you say, 10-6?
11-5.
11-5. The problem with Arizona is going to be Carson Palmer. He's 35. He's older. The last game you saw him play, he threw 5 picks. I know it's Carolina's defense, but still.
But he was great in the regular season, though.
He was good in the regular season.
He was great for him.
I don't think he's going to stay healthy all year. That's always been his thing since Cincinnati. He's been injured all the time.
And that's the thing, though. If he gets injured, they're screwed.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Because Drew Stanton is their backup
even
right now.
Even if they lose Carson Palmer, I still think they can win because they're in the West. So you can at least get a wild card spot because of the teams in that division. The Rams are awful. Not Oakland. They're awful. San Francisco's a mess. I mean, that's 4 wins right there you should have, no matter who you play with that defense. And you got David Johnson. What is he going to do this year? Is he going to put up 1,000, 1,500 yards?
That's what I'm saying. Even if he doesn't produce like he did towards the end of last season, you still have Chad Johnson. And you still have Andre Ellington, who is going to be their big back before they got Chad Johnson.
Right.
So, I mean, they have depth at running back. They have wide receivers. They have a tight end. It just matters if – and they have a good offensive line. It just matters.
Tight end? Jermaine Grissom?
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, but that's a big if, too, if he stays healthy. But I could still see them winning this division or at least competing to be right there. Let's move to San Francisco real fast. They signed Thad Lewis to be a backup quarterback. They did lose Alex Boone to Minnesota. Anquan Boldin also left, and Reggie Bush left. So that's 2 other people they did lose. They also added Chip Kelly. There you go. I mean, if that's an addition. They did draft DeForest Buckner from Oregon. Joshua Garnett from Stanford. Hey, 2 more Pac-12 guys.
I just love how Chip Kelly drafted an Oregon player.
Yep.
First round.
Rashard Robinson. Well, he drafted Stanford guy in the first round as well. Another Pac-12 player. Rashard Robinson, cornerback, LSU. Jeff Driscoll, quarterback from Louisiana Tech, who was at Florida. Kelvin Taylor. That's Fred Taylor's son, so watch him a little bit to do some good stuff out there. San Francisco, once again, no talent. Yeah, you got Blaine Gabbert's the starter right now. They open up at home against the Rams on Monday night. You're talking about a bad Monday night game. The Rams at home against the 49ers to open up the season.
Get it out of the way early. Get one of the 2 crappiest games of the year out of the way.
Well, you kind of have to because, they're back in L.A. and everything else. Then they go at the Panthers. This is a horrible schedule.
What happened? I just want to hear a Panthers reaction. What if the impossible happens and the 49ers
beat them?
Beat the Panthers?
There's no way, dude.
There should be no way. It happens. It could happen,
but there should be no way. You should play with Joe Webb at quarterback and beat the 49ers.
If you can play with me at quarterback and beat the 49ers.
That's what I'm saying. You should play with Joe Webb, the third-string quarterback. But they open up home to the Rams, at the Panthers, at the Seahawks, home to the Cowboys, home to the Cardinals, at Buffalo, home to the Bucks, and then they have a bye week 8. They're losing the first 8 games of the season. They play home to the Saints, at Arizona, home to the Patriots, Dolphins, Bears, Jets, at the Falcons, Rams, and home to the Seahawks to finish the season. What do you see them going?
This is going to be an overstatement. This is going to be, I'm guessing, over, but 2-14. 2-14. That is being optimistic for the 49ers. That's if they beat the Rams twice.
I don't see. All right, you say 2-14. You said 2-14, right?
2-14.
Whew. I'm going one worse. I'm going 1-15. Because the only game I see them really winning is the Jets in week 14.
You see them beating the Jets?
Yeah, because I think the Jets are taking a step back. I don't think they look. They're playing at the Bears.
Whoa! The Jets taking a step back?
Absolutely.
Their defense is really, really good.
They
lost
a lot of pieces on defense.
They still have Darrelle Revis, who is healthy this year.
He's 35, and they're talking about moving him to safety.
He's still one of the best quarterbacks at 35.
Right, but I'm just saying, Ryan Fitzpatrick's not going to have another 31 touchdown, 17 pick season.
Yeah, he could have more because now he's got Matt Forte at running
back.
Matt
Forte is on the other side of 30, and I don't have a lot of faith in Matt Forte, and they'll depend on him a lot because they don't have a good backup anymore.
They have Bly Powell. Who is
he's
good for him?
Good back. He's okay, but he's not a good. As a man
who have had Matt Forte in his fantasy teams for years, he is worth it. But anyway,
I don't think he will. I don't think he'll have it this year.
But looking at the 49ers offense, tell me if this lights you up. Blaine Gabbert, Carlos Hyde, Torrey Smith, Quentin Patton, and Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald's going to be a good pickup.
And we forgot that Thad Lewis is now out for the season.
They are a hot mess.
They picked up Christian Ponder, former number one pick.
I'm glad you remind me of that. They did pick up Ponder. I could see them beating the Jets at home or at the LA Rams. One of those two games, I could see them winning. They're not winning anything more than that. That's, you know.
Now, anything over two games, the other team never showed up.
Exactly. Let's go to the other bad team in the West real fast so we can move on.
The better bad team, I think.
From this mess they call the West. The St. Louis Rams. I mean, St. Louis Rams. L.A. Rams.
That's going to take some time getting used to, for sure.
I got used to that again. The L.A. Rams, you know, they drafted Jared Goff, of course, the first pick in the draft. The fourth round pick, they got Tyler Higbee, tight end from Western Kentucky. Pharaoh Cooper from South Carolina in the fourth round. They definitely gave him some weapons. Mike Thomas from Southern Miss. They definitely tried to add some pieces. They did lose James Laurinaitis. Went to New Orleans.
Johnny Ace was there?
Yep. He was there. His uncle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's his uncle.
John Laurinaitis' uncle?
Yeah, because you know who his dad is, right?
No.
Road Warrior Animal.
Really?
Yeah. That's his son.
Whoa. John Laurinaitis, that's his dad?
That's his uncle.
Oh.
Because
okay.
John Laurinaitis and James, Road Warrior Animal are brothers.
Boy, they must have different daddies.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're
must have different daddies.
They're brothers, but and that's the reason they're all – he'll probably be in wrestling one day. They re-signed Mark Barron to play safe outside linebacker. They added Case Keenum to be their starter. Cote Sensabaugh, Eugene Sims, and Greg Sirlin's back. Previous team is St. Louis, new team's L.A. Okay, I don't get that. Nick Fairley did leave. Janoris Jenkins went to the Giants. James Laurinaitis, like I said, went to New Orleans. And Rodney McLeod went to Philly. Looking at their schedule, they open up at the 49ers, home to the Seahawks, at the Bucks, Cardinals, Bills, Lions, Giants, Panthers. They got bye week 8. What do you think the Rams finish?
4-12. I'm going to give them two more wins than the 49ers just because they have one of the – I'm not going to say the best, but one of the best running backs in the league right now in Todd Gurley. It just depends what Keenum and or Jared Goff is going to do if they decide to start him towards the middle of the season. Yeah, I mean, they're still bad. They're a Jeff Fisher coach team. They're still going to be bad. Their defense isn't going to really stop anybody.
Well, they lost a lot on defense.
Yeah, they did. I'm trying to think who their wide receiving core is.
Tavon Austin, Kenny Britt.
Okay, so Tavon Austin, who's going
to
be okay.
Jared Cook also left. I meant to add that. Right. He went to Green Bay.
That's right. Kenny Britt's going to be arrested halfway through the season.
Stedman Bailey. So, I mean, that's about it. All right, well, there goes your NFC West. I think we spent enough time on the West. Let's move into Sunshine, Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Do you have any Sunshine Players of the Week? When skies
are gray. You go ahead, because I might think of one.
I've got two. Japanese wrestler Kaoru Icho. First woman in any sport to win individual gold medals in four straight games. And Chase Utley hits a grand slam, his second homer of the night versus the Phillies, his first game back in Philadelphia. Why you got to do that, man?
Whoop-dee-doo, Chase Utley.
Back in Philly, you know, hits a grand slam, and we beat the Phillies 15-5.
So has every major league team this year.
Yeah, but guess what team's in first? And let me give a shout-out to the L.A. Dodgers for being first place in the National League West. First time since May. And guess who's been out? Clayton Kershaw. And we're still in
first.
The
whole season, right?
He comes back end of August, hopefully. He's on the
60-day deal. You guys got lucky the Giants hit, like, one of the worst skids. You better hope they don't light it up in September.
If we keep our hitting, our hitting's keeping us alive right now. Justin Turner hit a home run yesterday. He's up to 22 on the season. Agon hit one. He's got 12. We have to keep hitting until he gets back. These young guys are keeping us in it. Maeda, Urias, these young pitchers are keeping us in the race or giving us the lead right now. Do you have any other sunshine?
I guess Michael Phelps on his 23rd gold medal. Going down as one of the best Olympic athletes ever. Ever. He broke what, in total medals? He broke
28.
What's the total? Like he broke like a 2,000-year record or
what for most go
for most medals? I think it was I'm trying to remember most medals, but it was like a 2,002-year record or like. Yeah, your computer's probably faster in this one as of the second, so you can probably look it up quicker.
Yeah, I'm checking it out for you. I know he's got 28. He's got 23 gold medals, okay? That was his last challenge. I know that was the biggest one because I think the previous record was 24. For that one. But yeah, he broke the previous record. Age of 30 to add 2000. Okay, here you go. Broke a 2,168-year-old Olympic record with his 12th individual Olympic title. So he's got 12 Olympic titles. Is that right? Most gold. He won his 22nd medal Thursday, setting the record for most golds in Olympian. The race also made him the oldest man to win individual swimming gold, break a 96-year-old record set by Hawaiian surfer legend Duke K in 1920. But there's Hawaiian. Even an older record. With his 12th individual Olympic title, he equaled the all-time record set by Leonidas of Rhodes in 152 BC.
Oh, okay. So that was
his 12th individual record.
The 12th individual. Okay.
Yeah. That is crazy. 152 BC.
Damn.
That is absolutely insane, man. If you're breaking records back in
sunshine,
you know, that is something. Yeah, you're definitely getting sunshine. All right, let's go into two words. Well, oh, you got one?
Can I talk a little?
Go ahead.
I just want to just throw a couple little things out since you had me and don't talk about racing at all and such. Anyway, today.
I'm trying to talk about racing a little bit.
NASCAR announced that Cale Yarborough is going to drive the pace car for the Bojangles Southern 500.
Really?
Yep, Labor Day weekend. I can't wait. I'll be there. I'll be there, baby. In hockey news, Joe Pavelski is going to – he will be the captain of the USA team for the World Cup. It's going to start – that starts in September. And Jimmy Vesey, who is the hottest free agent right now in the NHL, pretty much has narrowed his teams down to the Boston Bruins, Chicago Blackhawks, New Jersey Devils, New York Islanders, New York Rangers, Pittsburgh Penguins, and those god-awful Toronto Maple Leafs. And his decision will come either Friday or Saturday.
All right. Well, there you go. See, I'll let you talk some hockey.
Thank you. You gave me a minute. I appreciate it.
Some other news real fast. NFL players James Harrison, Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers will meet with the NFL investigators on the Al Jazeera PED report.
Good for them. I mean, because they're going to face suspension if they don't.
They should. I mean, all you're doing is having a conversation with them.
Yeah, but I can't see them not showing up. That's just stupid if they don't, because that's admitting guilt.
Yep.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two word or, yeah. When did
They didn't finish that. It's supposed to be, I'm great.
Yeah. I know. Would that be a different show? Shaq to wrestle Big Show at WrestleMania 33 at Orlando's Citrus Bowl, April 2nd, 2017.
Piss break.
Shaq Mania.
Shaq Fu?
Shaq Mania. Conor McGregor tweets about WWE, calls John Cena a failed Mr. Olympian.
I don't know if I can say this in the show, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm controversial. Dickbag.
Three words, actually four, couldn't hold his jock strap. Actually, that's five.
Yeah, that's five.
My bad. Shawnee Miller diving headfirst to win the gold in the 400-meter race during the Olympics. She dove to win the gold medal from Allison Felix.
All out, because that was pretty awesome.
This is more than two. What Cam Newton should have done at the Super Bowl.
By the way, one of my favorite memes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about that one?
Yeah, the one where she's diving and it's right, getting the football.
That is a great one. Kerry Walsh Jennings loses the first ever Olympics match as she and April Rose lose to Brazil 2-0.
Error over because that's their last Olympics.
That's true. Thank you for beach volleyball. Jerry Jones named 2017 finalist for Pro Football Hall of Fame as a contributor. Owner has three Super Bowls. Come on, dude. Sorry.
Why, NFL?
Really?
How much did they pay you? How much did Jerry Jones give you?
Are you really don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame before owner? Absolutely he should be.
What did he do on the field?
Well deserved. Contributed to the game.
What did he contribute? Money?
Really? The LA Rams moved back to LA. Okay, that's one thing. That's because of him. He is the most influential owner in the game. And, by the way, he's got three Super Bowls. They don't have to build a statue for him 18 feet high and put in front of the stadium.
Wait, who'd they?
Jerry Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
That big old statue.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Does it come with the defibrillator edition for his heart?
It might be.
That's not. Why would you say that?
That's harsh. I'm glad there's not a Carolina fan listening right now on Periscope.
Now, it's, you know, if Jerry Jones did it, it would be out of solid gold, his statue.
Very true. Madden NFL 17 is out on early access and out to the stores Tuesday. Madden 17.
Worth the money. I'm going to say three words.
Jacksonville Jaguars, baby. Woo! Jalen Ramsey.
I'll send you a trade.
All right. We'll see what we can do. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
Say Bon Voyage.
You got any bye-bye-byes?
I'm looking it up. Oh, wait. You want to bye-bye. Conor McGregor after Saturday's UFC 202 when Nate Diaz pummels you into the ground and you leave the UFC.
I forgot to mention UFC 202. You have Conor losing to Nate?
Oh, yeah.
I think Conor will bounce back, even though I think we should hope he loses. You got any more you want me to go with mine? Because you know where I'm going.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got
an hour to think about my.
Right. Shelton Benjamin will not be returning to WWE after a shoulder injury. Right now, he won't be. Down the road, he will be.
6 months, man.
Yeah. Lance Moore retires from the NFL. Hakeem Nicks released by the Saints less than 2 weeks after signing him.
He might as well
Fourth
retire.
Fourth team to cut him since 2014.
He might as well retire.
Yep. WWE has released Ryback, finally. Feed him more. Arizona senior linebacker, or outside lineman, Zach Camilla died in his sleep. Unfortunate news. Sheldon Rankins of the Saints broke his fibula. He's out 6 weeks at least, they're saying. Jonathan Papelbon released by the Nats. Supposedly somebody's interested in signing him.
Red
we'll
Sox.
See. You think?
But go they need bullpen awesome. Help bad.
NFL suspends Giants kicker Josh Brown 1 game for violating conduct policy from a domestic violence charge. Florida cornerback Jalen Tease Tabor and Ciante Lewis suspended from team activities will miss first game of the season. Bills defensive tackle Marcel Darius suspended the first 4 games of the season for violating the substance abuse policy. And last but not least, Alberto Del Rio suspended for 30 days by the WWE for wellness policy. Also, his girlfriend suspended 30 days by the WWE. And last but not least, Eva Marie suspended for 30 days by WWE.
I got a few. Bye-bye to Jay Lethal's world title reign after Friday's Death Before Dishonor to Adam Cole, baby! Of the Bullet Club. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye to the New Day's tag team title reign when they get beat by former Bullet Club members. And I guess we can say bye-bye to the Seth Rollins era of championship when former Bullet Club member beats him for the Universal Remote Championship for Sunday at SummerSlam. And bye-bye, Joe Gibbs Racing. Well, you lost one of your shining stars in William Bynum, who signed with Hendrix to run JR Motorsports Xfinity Series for a full-time ride. And that's my guys.
That's your guys?
That's my...
You just had to throw that, you know, Seth Rollins anything in there.
Hey, you? When you go against former members of the Bullet Club for life.
It's tough. I got both. I don't know who I'm going with yet. Stick around. You know, if you like wrestling, sit around and watch our Wrestling with Attitude podcast. We'll be starting around 5:30. Besides that, thank you for tuning in for BSS Carolina's Big Shout. I'll be back next week. Actually, no, we won't have a show next 2 weeks because I'll be out of town. But I'll try to do some Periscope stuff while I'm gone. But check us out, Roar 3, Monday at 6:30 Monday, and we'll have a live podcast. Anyway, have a great week in sports, and you can catch us everywhere.